This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today. On the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar, Mr. Modi will participate in Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and will also inaugurate the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bhopal. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Dathia and Satna airports to boost the last air mile connectivity in the region. He will also inaugurate the passenger services on the super priority corridor of the Yellow Line of Indore Metro. During this visit, Mr. Modi will transfer the first installment for the construction of 1,271 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavan worth over 480 crore rupees. Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the Operation Sindhu showcased India's indigenous defense capabilities and the strength to make India in the world.
Operation Sindhu mein दुनिया ने भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों और मेक इन इंडिया की ताकत भी देखी है। हमारे ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल ने दुश्मन के घर में घुसकर तबाही मचाई। जहां टारगेट तय किया, वहां धमाके किए। ये ताकत हमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत के संकल्प से मिली है।
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist act against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer the defeat. He said India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace of terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing the officers and the sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast yesterday. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by the recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said that in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and the support of the border communities. Addressing a gathering in the town of Poonch after distributing the appointment letters to the family members of the victims killed in the shelling, the Home Minister assured that the central government will provide all the possible support to the victims' families. The civil defense mock drill will be held in several districts of Gujarat today, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara and Banaskantha. The drill is aimed to enhance the emergency preparedness of the civil defense amid security threats and the testing of the existing civil defense mechanisms. This National Commission for Backward Classes has presented its annual reports for the year 2022-23 and 2023-24 to President Draupadi Murmu. The chairperson Hansraj Gangaram and the member of the National Commission for the Backward Classes Bhuvan Bhushan Kamal handed over the reports to the President Murmu. The Miss World 2025 pageant finale will take place at Hyderabad International Convention Center in Hyderabad this evening. A month-long events relating to the Telangana culture and heritage and a series of competitions will conclude the grand finale. A total of 108 contestants representing various countries around the globe have taken part in the competition. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their second spot in qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in the eliminator clash at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a dominating total of 228 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229, Gujarat Titans managed 208 for 6, falling 20 runs short. And that is the end of this news bulletin.